You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Uval Sampson, the co-founder and CEO of Icon. The Icon app is a dialer for your phone and social media apps that assigns pictures automatically as posted by the contacts in your list on your phone and messaging contact list. It is the only one of its kind that syncs automatically to the social media galleries posted by your contacts themselves and so much more. Mr. Sampson, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. How are you today?
Doing great, and thanks for coming to us from Israel today. So for starters, Mr. Sampson, can you please tell us about Icon and how it came about?
Okay, so Icon came about 2 to almost 3 years ago in my mind. It was, first of all, when I was not happy with my native phone dialer, which was an iPhone phone dialer, and the contact list looks like an Excel sheet, just numbers and names, while all other apps were very modern, all other apps like GPS or messaging apps. And the most important app was really look very not sophisticated to me. And I was thinking at that time, if there will be an application that put people first and put faces to the names, it will be so much user-friendly. So this came in mind on one hand. And on the other hand, I was thinking to myself, whenever somebody wants to make a first impression in the physical world, in the real life, he controls the way other people sees him. He puts a shirt, he combs his hair, and but on the virtual world, when I call somebody, I cannot control the first impression this guy has. If I'm calling somebody and he sees me as a number, this is not a good impression. So the combine of these two things, I was thinking the most important application should be visual, should be controlled by the user, and that was like what came in my mind. And actually, today is not far from what I had in my mind at the start.
And quite creative on your part, no doubt about that. Now, Icon can be used by everyone. It certainly seems that way, both in business and in their personal lives. Can you please describe the app and how it works and how it is changing how we connect with others?
Yes. Okay, so for personal and business persons, it's all about people. We also, with business, when we sell something, to other persons. And first of all, if you connect with somebody, either he gets into your phone by calling you, or it's an outgoing call, if you see the face of the person, immediately the communication is different because you have a vision of him. Most of the times it will be a nice picture, a smiley face, a profile picture. So you have his picture in your mind, and it helps you for the communication, first of all, because it is also well known that our mind calculates the photos 60,000 times faster than if we see a name. So whenever you search somebody in your phone book, it is so much easier when you see pictures. And also, when somebody is searching, and it's a thing that we do hundreds of times per day, per week, if I'm looking for somebody in my long contact list, so if the phone gets to know me, and get to know the way I communicate with all kind of people. For example, if I'm calling Lorraine and I'm clicking the letter L, so I will get the first Lorraine that I'm most contacted with. And it's the same with all kind of communication. If I'm dialing through the application or sending any message to the application, with every single contact, the application learn how you communicate and gives you a shortcut behind the photo, a shortcut for this person, for the specific contact, the shortcut of the channels that you speak with. For example, if I'm making mails and messaging with somebody, that will be in the shortcut, the mail and the in one click, the mail and the messaging. With the other person, I'm making calls and I'm going through Viber or whatever. So the application learn your habits and gather all the communication channel in a single place. Also, it pops at to the top the ones that you communicate more the most, so you don't need actually to write any letter to search. So it's a much quicker and more user-friendly interface to gather all the communication rather than going to different apps. You do it from one single app with a very user-friendly and user interface. And this is used by business and ordinary people as well.
Now, you decided early on to make the app free and ad-free. Can you tell us why this was so important to you in these regards?
Yes. I would say like that. Icon has a couple of competitors in the market. But if you ask me, our real competitor is the usage of the user, his habit. Because everyone has a phone app. And if our phone app is better, it's not enough, because the user is so useful and so used to use his phone app, his native phone app, for like 10 years. If we want to offer the user another phone app, it cannot be just, okay, it's nicer, it's with pictures, it's quicker, but it's with advertising. It costs you a dollar or something. Because we want to conquer all the world. We want to be on every single iPhone and Android phones. So in order to compete your habits, we have to give you the reason why you should start using Icon and not to think about it. So this is the main reason that we don't put any advertising. It's totally not an intrusive application. But we give you a much more features and additional advantages. For example, if somebody is calling you and it's not on your contact list, we up on top of your incoming call screen, and you can see the photo and the full name and the exact full name as the person describes himself, and then you, before you answer the call, you actually know if you want to answer this call or not, because it's not anonymous from when you start to use Icon.
Today we are visiting with Yuval Sampson, the co-founder and CEO of Icon. The Icon app is a dialer for your phone and social media apps that assigns pictures automatically as posted by the contacts in your list on your phone and messaging contact list here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Sampson, your app is very popular globally. One of the reasons it is popular is because users develop another level of intimacy with their callers. Can you tell us why this is so important in sales and in business?
Yes. What's happening? I'll jump right to an example. As a businessman or as a salesperson, whenever I want to sell somebody, I sell it to people. And when I want to sell, I know everything about my product. I can tell you why it's so great and so. But if I knew better about who is buying, who is in front of me, that I want to make business of him, with him, it could help me a lot with my sale. For example, if I want to sell my product, I'm on my way to a business meeting to sell this product. On my way from my phone, I can enter his phone number, and then it will give me his LinkedIn, his Facebook, everything that is social, public social on the network. But it gives me a real power to see who I'm going to meet with. And it gives me a real bonus to make my sale better. And there are many examples as a business person. When I want to contact somebody, also I can send emails, check on their LinkedIn without actually doing the search things that I can do it through Google. I can click the name in Google, get the LinkedIn, go to LinkedIn, search. But now everything in your fingertip. In one click, you just have to have his phone number and you get all the public information. So it helps you in any kind of business or relations.
Yeah, I can actually see that. It certainly is a nice touch and brings in that intimacy or that another level of intimacy with the caller, no doubt about that. Now, how can we find the Icon app and how does it get the pictures into the various facets of the app so easily? And another question, does it update on its own or does the user have to do it on a regular basis?
Okay, great question. So actually, Icon app is already in both Android, Google Play, and iTunes, the App Store. You just have to write Icon as it's a shortcut of eye contact because we believe in visual, and when you make communication, it is still between two people. So this is the name Icon. It's EYECON. And you download it. It's free, totally free. The registration is very easy. You just have to identify yourself by your mobile number. So we send you a confirmation message text to see that there's no problem with your identity and you are actually the one who owns this number. And then automatically all the, as you said, all the information, especially the pictures of all your contacts, like comes alive. They get a nice profile picture, and we call it the wow effect. After 1 minute you download the application, all your contact list comes alive. Now, regarding the updated information, it is very important for our users that the information will be totally updated. And it is like that because, first of all, we don't upload and we don't keep the information on our servers, just the links. That means if somebody has a LinkedIn or a Facebook profile, we link the photo and the access to his profile. So if he updates the profile, automatically it updates on our application. So whenever you open your mobile phone, you'll be fully updated. That's the same with the names and the emails. And, of course, nobody has the strength or everybody wants to be updated but don't want really to work with all these contacts and to update it. So we do the work for the users.
Well, you certainly got to love that, and you have done a phenomenal job in this creation, and congratulations in all regards there. Now, we consider you as an entrepreneur. Tell us, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs that are tuning in from literally all over the world, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? What would your advice be in these regards?
Oh, well, that's a difficult one. I would say like that, as I remember myself, as you said, I'm a serial entrepreneur, but I would say since I was a child, I was already a serial entrepreneur, because whenever I see any problem, if it's good or bad, I don't know, but this is the way I'm thinking. I want to solve the problem. And if I have a feeling that my problem is like a big problem, not just for me, for everybody, then I think, wow, maybe I have a product here. Now, from here, from the thinking that you have a good solution for a good problem, it's not so easy. But I would say like that, if you ask me. The solution is not, as I think, the solution is not a problem. The problem is to ask the right question. Because today, you have the solution, you go to Google, you have a solution for everything. But if you know how to ask the right question, and other people didn't ask the right question, or doubt, so you have something. And I would say, after you have a good solution for a good question, you have like 50% of the work, or I'm exaggerating, but you're on the right track. You have to work with the right people, people you trust, 100% you trust them, and you can take your belief and put your belief in their hearts, and it works. Because after people believe in you and they come with you, you have so much energy to make whatever it takes.
Well, Mr. Sampson, we certainly appreciate your thoughts on that last question there and the advice shared. Much appreciated. If someone wanted to find more information on ICON, where would they find you online?
Okay, so you can go to our website, which is www.icon, as I said, EYECON-app.com. Or if you write ICON on Google, so it will be the first or the second answer. And I also want to thank you for a great interview, Eric. You were like so relaxed with me, so I thank you for the time.
And we certainly appreciate yours as well. And you have a good rest of your day out there in the Middle East. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, and all the best.
And you take care. We've been speaking with Mr. Uval Sampson, the co-founder and CEO of ICON. The ICON app, again, is a dialer for your phone and social media apps that assigns pictures automatically as posted by the contacts in your list on your phone and messaging contact list. And for further details, visit icon-app.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.